Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
All right, good afternoon. It's the weekend. We have arrived. It's Friday. Give me a wet, wet, wet.
Wet, wet, wet.
No, I was just... Oh.
I've been replaced by technology.
Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
no, no, it's again. Once again, I've got a...
Give me a round of applause.
No, I get once again, it's just...
This automation is rendering me redundant, right?
Hello there, Ray's here, JP's there. Orla's over there.
Hello.
And we are literally ecstatic for the weekend. We are literally jumping up and down for joy for the next 2 days off to just chill, doss, do nothing. We are literally the most weekendish show on Irish radio this afternoon. We are literally your one-stop shop for all weekend vibes between now and 4:30. Let me look up literally.
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 Hang on.
Literally.
That's a different pronunciation.
Literally.
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 This guy looked up literally. Have you seen that video?
Literally, no.
Literally.
I literally haven't.
Literally. You know when you say a word loads of times and it starts to lose all meaning?
Yes.
It starts to feel weird in your mouth as you're saying literally. Literally.
Literally,
literally. And it begins to feel weird. So he looks up the pronunciation of literally. I think he's probably like me. It's like, how do you say that word properly? How do you say literally? Here he is.
Literally.
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 Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
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 Life is just one long struggle, isn't it? It really is.
Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
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 Say literally between now and literally 4:30.
Today FM's
cash machine. Here we go. We got over 92,000 euro on the cash machine.
Ooh.
No, no, no.
What?
Oh. 92736.88. If you want to get into it, text the word win. Look at the cat is delighted. The cat is.
Meow.
No. Oh. No. Once again.
Okay.
92,736 euro and 88 cents. If you texted since last Friday evening at 5 p.m, you're still in to win this Friday. There have been that many rollovers. It's ridiculous. Also worth noting, I'm making the call today.
Right,
Barry's off. Barry's aboard the 92-foot private yacht. He's off the coast of, is he in Monaco or...
Monte Carlo.
We've tried to trace the source of those funds. How does Barry Dunn afford a massive yacht?
Barry's yacht has 9 spare rooms on it.
Wow.
A room for each of his masseuses. They've each got their own room.
They each specialise in a certain type of rub down.
And they all work on the one rub. They all work at the same time. That's a lot of hands. You want to get into it? It's me making the call today, so don't let me down. Answer the phone, will you? What a great song! GRL, Ugly Heart, UGLYHEART. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly heart. I'll have to go find that for you now. All right, good afternoon. Great Foley Friday. Here comes the weekend. Very loose broadcasting occurring today, I have to say. UGLY, can you name the art? JP, pipe down.
I can.
Orla Ormond, can you name the artists behind the classic hit? UGLY, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Hey, you ugly.
Daphne and Celeste.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a legend. The legend of the show this afternoon, Orla Ormond.
Okay,
let's go.
UGLY.
You ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
Hey, you ugly.
Look up Daphne and Celeste now. What are Daphne and Celeste doing now?
No alibi,
you ugly. Hey,
did they play some big festival and got bottled?
Did they do Glastonbury? Glastonbury, and they cried. That's one of those bookings, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, what were you expecting when you were going to play Glastonbury? Also, Ooh Stick You, a big hit of theirs.
Hi, this is my friend Daphne, and I'm Celeste.
Mm.
Your mama too, and your daddy. Ooh, stick you, your mama
All right, girls, calm down. we've got I've got other Daphne and Celeste hits. I've got Schools Out. Are you familiar with that?
Class. Now, I would like to draw your full attention to.
I'm going
to
skim on. Oh, hang on. What?
Is this Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper, yeah.
They're covering it.
Yeah.
Again, I like a cover. Oh, okay. No, let's stay with it. Maybe they redeem right. themselves. They've made it their own. I think they've actually... They've taken a classic... You see, they've taken a classic rock song there.
Yeah.
And they've actually improved it. The gang's all here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They took a classic original and they made it better.
In a surprising and concerning development, the Wikipedia listing for Daphne and Celeste, usually you would think it would say were a pop duo.
They're still
it
go.
Says
they're still
they
kicking.
Are a pop duo. They're still on the go.
Right, I want you to. I want next week on the show. I want Daphne and or Celeste on. I'm not joking. We're going to catch up with Daphne and or Celeste.
Okay. It's still recording.
I hope so.
They reunited in 2018.
It was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I've no other Daphne and Celeste tracks for
Shame.
You. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've only got the three. I do have some Lazy Radio tracks, if you like that.
Oh, yeah.
0874 100 102. I'll start with this one. Take it from there. You better think about what you'd like as well.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duck Bird.
This is just Lazy.
Stars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a
and it is Friday,
bird.
So it's loose.
Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo. Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo. Tales of daring, do bad, and good luck.
Give me a woo.
Woo.
What you want, JP?
Can I get a B, please, Bob?
Yeah. I'll have a P, please, Bob. The jacks are just down at the end of the hall. First left.
Welcome the host of Blockbusters, Bob Hollis.
Love him, Bob. Love him, Bob, this afternoon. All right, Armand, over to you for a Lazy Radio song selection, a theme tune from our past. Do you remember television? What have you got for us?
X-Men.
I know all the words. It's on Disney Plus anyway. You can watch the old episodes. It hasn't held up too well. Ropey animation. That ends very suddenly, doesn't it? From the X-Men to...
Ah, yeah.
The X-Files.
Also on Disney.
Is it on Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah, I'm powering my way through it.
There was an episode of X-Files in the first series. So some of them continue or they move the plot along of X-Files. So he's finding the sister or whatever else. He's investigating this smoking manor, all this kind of thing. And then there's some of them that don't move the plot along. They're called Monster of the Week episodes. They're like bottle episodes in that the whole story is self-contained in just the one episode. And they're always my favourite X-Files episodes because it all happens in the 1 hour. And there was one called Eve, or Adam and Eve, or Eve, where this scientist was cloning herself.
Yes!
So good.
Bananas.
It could be, I think it might have been my favourite X-Files episode. I always remember it.
You're both in play.
Uh-huh.
Shout out if you know. Mulder and Scully, their first names, please.
Fox and Dana.
Oh. I put my hand up to answer.
Shout out if you know, he
manners
said.
Manners get me nowhere.
You just misunderstood. You misunderstood the concept. All right, kids, let's do the roll call after Blink 182. You're on to DFM. One of our texters said Vox Mulder. It's not Vox, it's Fox. The man was a fox. Text and WhatsApp 0874-100-102. Jump on our roll call this afternoon. Ray here, JP there.
Osha.
Orla Ormond.
Osha.
And on show, Ray, can you give a shout out to the O'Neill girls, Mairead, and her younger sister, Sheila, who have the Goonies steamed and the Prinks on the Prinks. Very careful. You have to be very careful reading some of these texts. The Prinks on ice for a big one in Carlo later on. Have the Prinks started at 2 o'clock in the day? I tell you what, it is going to be a big one in Carlo later on. Love the show. Hey, from Sheila. Cheers, Sheila. On show, Pat here as always, loving the show, formerly known as The Big Show. We used to call it The Big Show, but that was reflective of my ego at the time. I'm a broken man now, of course, so a very low self-esteem. And on show, lads, can you tell all the people using the cold weather to show off their expensive ski jackets to stop trying so hard? It's true though. I mean, you're one step away from like wearing the goggles out on the Lewis. You're caught in no one. Clumping on in the
ski boots.
In the boots. Yeah. With the poles.
Oh, yeah.
Cop onto yourselves. Yeah, okay, we get it. You've been skiing. Cheers and love the show. Hey, Michael rolling the eyes in Dublin. And if Barry Dunn's private yacht has 9 spare... Barry's off, by the way. I'll be making the call on the cash machine in the next hour. I can remind you the total, actually. 92. I'm going to make sure someone wins today, now that it's my watch. I'm demanding we get a winner. €92,736.88. Barry's off, so I'm in. I said he's on the private yacht. If Barry Dunn's private yacht has 9 spare rooms with 9 masseuses in them, they are technically not spare rooms, are they? Paul, I'm not going to lie. You got us. You're absolutely right. They're not spare. They're masseuses' rooms. He needs 9 more. He needs a bigger yacht. We're going to need a bigger boat. Black Eyed Peas and Meet Me Halfway. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Right, good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's over there.
Oh, yeah.
And joining us in the studio this afternoon, a legend of television broadcasting. One of the original journalists, I suppose, we would have seen on television and sort of inspired us into the ways of news broadcasting,
yeah, very
JP.
Much so, yeah.
Absolutely.
An example.
You would have recognised our next guest on News Today with a 2 in the middle of it. The program, I suppose, like it would be like our version of Newsround.
God, I used to love Newsround. John Craven. John Craven could have told me the world was ending and it would have sounded just fine.
Well, our next guest could have told you the world was ending as well. And you would have loved it also. The original presenter of News Today, it's Alva Keneally in the studio.
Hello, Alva. Lads, how are you?
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Come here with the celebration, like 20 years of News Today. And I was reading loads of articles about it this week. First of all, my reaction reading it was like, geez, it's not that old, is it? It's not going that long.
I know, that's my feeling as well. I can't believe it's 20 years.
Do you feel old now when they say it's been 20 years?
Very, yourself? Very old. And you know when I felt even pretty old, this is when it hit me, is when I can't remember which presenter came in and said, oh, I remember when you were presenting it. So that was about 10
An
years
An adult
ago.
Said this to you?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm not having that.
Yeah. So you shocking.
Did you make moves immediately to have them sacked?
I can't answer that question.
Yeah, you did. It's fine. It's grand. Yeah. She wanted them gone. Your man, I want him gone.
I have no power.
That's
still
it.
Don't.
But you're the social RTE's social affairs and religion correspondent now.
Yeah.
So you started on News Today, and you're a correspondent covering big stories. Wait, did you say you were in the Vatican recently for?
I was over in Rome for Emeritus Pope Benedict's funeral. So he died on New Year's Eve. So I went on New Year's Day, the first flight out, and over to Vatican City. And yeah, it was just nonstop for the week, just TV, radio and online. So
yeah, a load of pomp and ceremony, I guess. Although, was it the case that he didn't have... because there was no emeritus, or there, at least there hasn't been for centuries, that there wasn't any sort of protocols in place that they'd be used to?
Well, no, it was they had to, I suppose, create them and work it very carefully. And there was like, there weren't world leaders or heads of states invited. Some went, but, you know, we were represented by our ambassador and stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, watching on, it did seem a lot like a lot of pomp and ceremony, but in comparison to a normal papal funeral...
Yeah, it's probably just a fraction of it.
Different. But it was very interesting, you know.
Do you reckon Francis would do the retiring, given that Benedict started the retiring and stepping down thing? Do you think Francis might end up doing that as well?
Well, he certainly hasn't ruled it out, and he said he's going to look at a protocol now, because they're getting... They're living longer.
They're living longer. They're just older men then, just sitting in the chair and taking up space for potentially a younger man. Speaking of younger men and younger women presenting, how does, when you were a young woman, how does it, and you still are, of course. better be careful there. When you were 20 years ago, going back 20 years, when was it, 2003?
2003, yeah.
How did you land that gig?
You had just made your confirmation and RT came calling.
That's just correct. Was in sixth class in school, lads.
Yeah. I had just finished NUIG and I did the master's in... It's a master's now. It was kind of a H-dip in communications and PR or something like that back then. And I was working in Galway Bay FM.
Yeah.
That was my work experience and they kept me on. And I was there a couple of months and then they were doing a ring around to the colleges because they were starting this new kids news programme.
Kids TV, yeah.
Yeah, and said, would you pop into the Galway studio and we'll have a look. And so then they called me up to Dublin to do the, you know, like read the autocue and that kind of thing.
Right, a screen test or a practice one.
I met Brian Dobson, I was so excited, you know. And I went away from it. Like I got a bus up and I got a bus back down and I couldn't believe it. They gave me... They refunded me the money for the bus. And this was the most exciting part of the day, apart from Brian Dobson. I couldn't believe it. I was like...
Meeting Brian Dobson and I got my bus money back.
And I took the bus back down and said, that was a great experience. And left it at that because there was a lot of Dublin people who auditioned.
Yeah, I know
and
that
they
feeling.
Worked in RTE. So I said, not a hope.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting outside some kind of like Tuam County Council, Tuam Town Council meeting. At 23, like in a, probably my man's car at the time, and got a call saying, yeah, you've got the gig.
How long were you doing it for?
I was doing it for a year and a half, and then back in those days, they got rid of you.
Right, so you had to leave.
Your contract was broken, so you had to leave the organisation. And so I went to News Talk for 9 months, and that was great.
Horrible people down there. Awful. Moncrief, he was there at the time, was he?
They were mighty.
Yeah, dreadful. Yeah. Awful. Oh, just awful stuff.
And then I went back to RTE, and I've been there since.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you have any memories of when it was on, like Kids Today? What were the stories you would have covered at the time? Or do you remember any markings?
I've been trying to remember, like, what did I do? Like, it's all a blur, but I remember going to Brussels and doing something on the European Parliament and doing a piece to camera, but I sat on the stairs in the Parliament to do the piece to camera and it was like, what is this? What are you doing? Why are you doing?
some French person comes up to you.
He's the camera person. He was shocked. And I said, but it's for children's television.
Yeah, we're trying to make it a bit funky. Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting with my legs crossed, you know, on the stairs. So I remember that, like the horror.
It must be difficult doing, because it's one thing delivering the news as you've, you know, as you do as your full-time job already. But like then to try and deliver the news or big stories or important world stories to children, there's another step there, isn't there? I mean, it's more of a challenge again.
It's about contextualizing, really, and explaining and keeping it simple. And it's really funny when you go away from it and you go back to it, you're thinking, well, how am I going to script this now? And you see Avril and Anne-Marie, who are the two editors at the moment, and I sit. I actually have always, when I'm in the newsroom, I've always ended up sitting quite close to the News Today gang.
Uh-huh.
And they'll, you know, over the desk, they'll say, now how am I going to reword this?
Yeah,
you know, it's
like
quite difficult.
Bailouts or vaccines or whatever, coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you? Yeah, it must be pretty tough. Have you ever had any kid fans asking for autographs, asking for selfies or anything like that, or recognition from kids to be watching?
No selfies back in my day.
I suppose. Oh, sure. But they've only invented the selfie since. Yeah. My kid, my eldest watches it, News Today.
Okay.
He's 10. And he met Molly. Is it Molly?
Yes.
The most. And he saw her, and they watch it in school because it can be part of the school day now. They can throw it on for them. Like if it's raining outside or if it's cold and icy, they'll keep them inside and they can watch News Today. And he saw Molly, and he walked up to her and he said, "It is such a privilege to meet you."
I love the manners.
He's right. Well, he didn't get
it
off me.
He got that off the
mother. He got it off the mother. So in another 20 years, you're going to be running RTE, I presume? We send our CVs to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
No problem.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the celebrations. There's a live thing today.
I better mention
this
or I won't last another 20 minutes. so at 20 past four today, 4:20. So
yeah.
What are we talking? Like,
you know, an hour and a half.
Oh,
yeah.
I have an hour and a half to get back
to
Montrose.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, okay. So there's a live programme and the President, Michael D. Higgins, is going to feature because a number of pupils interviewed him. So a lot about Brode and Mishnuk and a lot of things like about his youth.
Cool.
So it's very exciting. And other bits and bobs, but there's a load of us that former presenters and reporters coming back and into studio and that kind of thing. So it'll be great fun. Tune in, please.
Cool beans. Just wait for the moment that Brian Dobson walks past, though, and all of the reunion crowd will be like, "Oh my god, it's Brian! Yeah. Oh my god, it's Dobbo!"
Ray Foley.
Ava Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You
congrats! Hi. Right, stick around. We've got to make that cash machine call and Olivia Rodrigo next.
Week, Dermot and Dave.
Olivia Rodrigo, that's called Good For You. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Yeah, and Alva Kennedy was on air with us a few minutes ago. Do you know, we never asked her if she was into Jesus or the God or God or religion,
yeah,
or any of that business.
Didn't get into it.
She's a religious, religion correspondent. She's not the religious correspondent.
She might be, though.
She might be. Say a prayer for her. She's on her way out to RTE to do News Today. This is News Today, the kids' TV programme, celebrating 20 years this week, and she was the original presenter on it. Ray, my son is 19. He used to watch News Today every day in primary school from Una. Yeah, loads of people listening have great memories of News Today, and I suppose it being the first news programme they would have ever have watched, long before we ever watched Sky News on a constant, or watching the 6-1 when we were kids, and we might be watching that. Lads, it's easy to understate how important introducing children to global issues is. Fair play to Alva from Denise. And loads of memories there. Hey, cash machine's coming up. I'm making the call, so answer the phone. The total today is massive. €92,736.88. Write it down.
Ray Foley.
It's 92736.88. And I want a winner after 3 o'clock this afternoon. I will play Girls Aloud and John Legend next.
If you don't like women.
Girls Aloud and The Promise, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Our promise to you is music you love. Bang, 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 bang. Less banging, more music, more weekend. Hello, it's Friday afternoon. Ray Foley in, and on there's JP.
Oh, yeah.
He's minding me.
I am.
He's minding me. He is. Who's the legend? I suppose you would be, to a certain degree, a legend of Ray. A legend of the afternoons, yeah.
No.
I would be more so, though.
Yeah,
that's what you said. You know, modest as always. And we're looking for the legend of your GAA club. If there's a legend in your club, the person who keeps the whole thing motoring, the one person everyone relies on in your GAA club. It's all to celebrate the club football and hurling finals on the 22nd of January. 22nd Sunday, only a couple of days away now. You can get your tickets at gaa.ie/tickets. When it's club, it lives forever. So we've got a prize for the legend of your club. We've got a €250 O'Neill's voucher. We've got a GAA Go 2023 season pass, so they can watch the 38 games live or on demand during the 2023 GAA Championships. And a mural as well to give away at the end of the week. So the legend of your club, you know who they are. You already have them in mind as I was describing them. Text in Text us all about them. Tell me why they deserve to win the prize. 0874 100102. We'll have a winner in the next few minutes. The legend, the GAA legend of your club, GAA.ie/tickets. 0874 100102. And we'll have a winner after George Ezra. This is Green to Green Grass on Today FM.
When she moves like lightning and she counts to three.
CC Pedersen finally, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Hello.
Hey, bro. Hey, JB.
Hey, bro. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Bert. I have a kind of grumpy voice. So I was like, hey, bro.
You have a gravelly one.
He was kind of talk like that.
That's sort of what I sound like.
We're the Bert and Ernie of Irish radio. Hello. Right here, JP's over there.
How are you?
Hey, JP. Hey, bro.
Here's a question for you. Was it the same fella did the voice of Ernie? And did the voice of Kermit the Frog, because they would have sounded similar sort of.
Do you know, I have no idea, right? I don't know.
Well, what am I even asking you for then?
I don't know.
We're making the cash machine call in just a few minutes. Over 92 grand on the line. If you have the exact total, we could be calling you. I could be calling you in a few, and I can feel it in me waters. We're going to get a winner today. We're going to get a winner today. Wouldn't it be lovely? The last Friday before payday. In January, winning yourself 92 grand. Oh, sweet. In the meantime, the GAA legend of your GAA club. When it's club, it lives forever. Let's get another legend. We've spoken to so many inspiring and incredible people, practically running their GAA clubs, keeping them tipping over and organising everything, making sure everyone's looked after. Let me do another one. Here we go. Who's this I'm calling?
Should be Dermot.
Where is this?
Kilmaley.
In Ennis. Outside Ennis, is it? Is he going to... Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Dermot?
Hello, yes.
Hello, Dermot. Ray Foley's my name. I'm calling from the radio station Today FM. Calm down. Ray. It's not it's not the cash machine. I'm sorry.
I'll just compose myself now after that, so...
The worst news. I'm calling with the worst news. And that is that everyone loves you, or at least everyone thinks you're a legend of your GAA club, which is, I suppose, the second best news you could get.
Consolation prize.
Who's it? This is Claire Warren who messaged us. Do you know Claire?
I do, of course. I do, yeah.
We're doing this GAA, recognising the local GAA legends, or the legends of the GAA club, and you are, by all accounts, an absolute legend.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Of Dermot. Now, Dermot, Claire didn't give you a nudge in the ribs, or you didn't nudge her in the ribs and say, hey, Claire, will you send in an L text message there? Just send out good I am to Today FM, will you? Yeah.
Claire got me involved in Camogie in 2019, and to be honest, I haven't seen her since, so maybe
she's
guilty.
It was just dust and the exhaust fumes from the back of the car was the last server. She says that she'd be lost but for you, that you coach the underage girls' teams, you're the joint manager of the senior ladies' team. He assists with the men's senior team. He's very tech savvy, so when he's not coaching from the sidelines, he's video recording the matches, creating wonderful memories that our girls can look back on in the future. He's such a legend and we love him. And that's from Claire. Well done, sir.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
And for you, from the GAA, actually, they've given us the GAA Go 2023 season pass, so you can watch the championship games online if you like.
Thank
and
you very much.
Over €250 O'Neill's voucher for you.
That's brilliant. It's unbelievable.
We've got a mural from Headcase. It's our end of week prize. Headcase is the name of the artist, by the way. It's not I'm not casting any aspersions. And we've got that to give away at the end of the week, so we're going to do a draw on that before the end of the show. Would you like to say a few words? Speech!
Well, I'd just like to say we have a big night actually tonight down here. We have six of our Camogie teams, the underage, from 13 to 16.
All right,
have a medal presentation tonight. So it's on in Woodstock Hotel. And look, I know that Sean and Elaine there in Woodstock office pull out all the stops. So I just want all the girls to have a great night and enjoy the occasion. Thanks very much to Claire, obviously, and look to everyone in the club. It takes everyone to pull in to make things work. So thanks very much for that, and I really appreciate it.
And thank you. Pleasure.
Okay, and I love the show. All right?
Hey, cheers, Dermot. We love you,
man.
Much obliged. Congrats, man. I'll do that draw before the end of the show. I got to do the cash machine call as well. Stick around for that. Meghan Trainor next. Meghan Trainor there. This is Today FM. 92k plus on the line this afternoon.
Cash machine.
Sorry, I was a bit distracted there. Would you do the cash machine call? Ready?
Yeah.
You right?
Oh, yeah.
Excited?
Very.
Now, we better get a winner. Whatever about Barry making that call? Today it's my go, and I want a winner for Friday afternoon. 92,000 euro plus. It's the plus, I suppose, that'll get you. You need the exact amount if we're calling you now. If you've sent in your text since 5 o'clock last Friday evening, you're still in to win. So many rollovers all this week. So you need the exact toll for today. Answer within five rings. Give me the exact amount and you've won it all. Let's get a winner this afternoon.
Come on.
Answer the phone and let's go.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four rings. Five rings.
Oh, man. That is disappointing. I was really hoping for a winner this Friday afternoon. That means if you didn't answer your phone, you missed out on 92,736 euro and 88 cent. I'm sorry to say, but I'm happy to say that means we roll over again. So massive money on the cash machine. We'll have a new total for you later on this evening. The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's cash machine.
I blame myself. It's my fault. I jinxed it. I'm so sorry. I cost us all 92 grand this afternoon. Kismet is what that is.
That is.
Kismet.
Do you reckon we'll get a winner before St. Bridget's Day? Do you reckon?
We have had a winner in 2023. We have. There was winners last week, wasn't there?
There were, yeah.
I was convinced we had one today. And I suppose maybe I can accept some responsibility then for it going wrong on the cash machine. Today FM, by the way, Destiny's Child. And Booty Dishes. I suppose spending an hour and a half saying, I'm getting a winner, Barry Dunn sucks. I'm going to get the winner. I'll show Barry how it's done. Probably that is going to come back and bite you in the arse.
John's after texting there. He's saying, somewhere in a yacht, Barry's laughing his head off.
He is, yeah. He is, because he listens on the wireless. He's got one of those smart speakers. He's got a tiny little towel on.
It's like a face cloth. He strategically draped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's up on a table on the back next to the helipad on the yacht. And he's got the nine masseuses doing what they do. And
there's some shine off his back. There's some shine, all that lotion and oil.
Yeah, that's pisbooing he uses. Jesus, Ray, it's like unrequited teenage love with this fecking cash machine from Katrina. Katrina, I know how you feel. Seriously, who doesn't stand over their phone for 1 hour of the day knowing how much money's on the line? It's driving me mental, from Jamie. Jamie, I'm with you, babes. It's interesting doing it, actually, because you get an insight into how it works. And it is cold-blooded and cutthroat. It's like you get one crack at it. Mm. So I'm thinking, no bother, we'll definitely get someone. But no, they give you the one phone number, you dial it, and if you don't get the person, that's it. There's no comebacks, it doesn't go again. That's it, it's just all over, and it suddenly ends. Very upsetting, and I'm sure it's going to be even more upsetting. I also have a theory that, like, we could, because there's so many rollovers and because the way the terms and conditions work, if someone entered since last Friday evening, They've forgotten.
Ages ago, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe on Sunday night, you were like, I'll put in for the cash machine. You never even considered possibly that there could be a call between 3 and 4 on a Friday afternoon. That didn't factor. You were only thinking of the next 3 to 4 p.m., not the one 4 days, 5 days away. So I have a feeling that's why. Also, and I've said this a million times, calling from a blocked number, even now, if I see a phone call coming in from a blocked number, you'd be like, oh God. And it would be maybe on the sixth ring, you'd go, hang on, that could be the cash machine.
Ray Foley.
I say it every time, answer the phone and be ready. And a reminder, turn on Matt Cooper. It was 92 today. I'm betting we're going over 100. Later on, after 4:30, Matt Cooper will have that new total for you on the Today FM cash machine. We're playing One Republic for you next, and DJ J-O's on the way.
Weekend breakfast with...
I ain't worried about it. One Republic and I ain't worried. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Look who's here.
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Yeah, starty. Oh, I may be hanging, but the tunes are banging. Yeah, we're keeping it real on the wheels of steel. Ideal. We're buzzing, just like our favourite cousin. Just got 3:46 in the PM there.
D.
That's a time check there. On the radio. Get in touch this afternoon.
J.
087-4100. 102.
D.
Yeah. Sorry. Want to hear every single voice at home there? Let me hear yous. Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O.
J-O.
Yous are sounding great. Looking even better. Kill. Jimmy's been on there. He says, all right, J-O.
All right, Jimmy.
He says, do me a favour, J-O. I'm after opening me own sandwich shop, really. And we're desperate to hire new workers. Yeah, we've lots of roles that need filling. Nice one, Jimmy. Come here. Jacinta has a question. She says, what's the most reliable part of the human anatomy? What's the most reliable part of the human anatomy? Use our fingers, because you can always count on them. Want to say good afternoon to Kerr?
Good afternoon to you, Kerr.
He says, J-O, I was just thinking of me granddad there, actually. One of my favourite memories is when I used to build sandcastles with him. It was great fun. Until me mum took his ashes away from me. Cheers, Kev. Actually, that reminds me of my own granddad. Actually, I'm sure wherever he is now, I can almost feel him looking down on me. He's not dead, he was just fairly condescending, you know, kind of a way. Right, I'm cocking out. We're at the rocking out. I gotta go. I guarantee you'll miss me. Why is you? Because you changed the way you kiss me. Example, Today FM!
DJ J-O.
He's done it again. This is Today FM.
I've never been afraid that's in my head.
That's our All-Irish track of the week. Today FM, playing the music you love. Sorry,
I was chopping something up there.
All Irish track of the week from Brad Heidi. It's called Dancing in My Head. Brad Heidi.
You won't like him, Ray. He's still only a teenager.
What kind of an Irish name is Brad, or indeed Heidi? He sounds like a Swiss surfer. Brad Heidi. Where's Brad Heidi from?
He's from Galway.
You're joking.
Yeah. He supported James Blunt, Lisa Hannigan.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin James. Mm-hmm. He's learned from the best. It's a bit like me sitting across from you every day. I've learned from the best, right?
Absolutely. It's your All-Irish track of the week this week. It sounds gorgeous. Dancing in My Head from Brad Heidi. Hello to all the Heidis listening this afternoon.
The old Heidis.
Okay, after 4:00, it's Mix It Friday. All the way to the last word. Some nuggets I've got for you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the Southside Spinners and Love Struck?
Remind me.
That's coming up. And also I've got...
Oh, we're playing this.
I was thinking I'd stick in a little bit of Fallout Boy in there for you as well.
Ray Foley.
We've got Shaft. We've got Gallifrey from Desire. Loads more. Any shout-outs? 0874 100 102. Mix It Friday kicks off next.
Today FM News. I'll have more in the last word at 4:30.
Ray Foley. Today FM.
And we're off and running. Let's do this thing, babe. Texts, WhatsApps, hellos and howies. What's going on for your weekend, Ed? What are you looking forward to? What's happening? What's going on? Please make it more exciting than anything me or JP are doing, because we were already out on Wednesday, so we're staying in, keeping it nice and quiet. What are you up to? 0874 100102. Do you have any shout-outs? Anyone you'd like to say hello to? Drop us a text or a WhatsApp, and I love your voice notes as well. Let's start with Shaft. This is Today FM. The Boogie Pimps. Do you remember the Boogie Pimps?
Vaguely.
The Boogie Pimps. Somebody to love. Mix it Friday. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Earning an afternoon. Catherine Galway texted. Said I'm bringing some colour to her cheeks with our Friday mix. Cheers, Catherine. And shout out to Michael. Michael's 10 today. Can you believe it?
Happy birthday, dude.
FM playing the music you love, Fall Out Boy, and I don't care, right, boys?
Yay, Friday! It's
Friday!
Are we going out for pints? Are we going out for new pints today?
Yeah, let's go for a few pints! Hey,
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 we're on today.
Feeling good in FM.
Hey,
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 feeling good in FM. Crank
it up. I don't think anybody needed that. Southside Spinners. Love Scrub. Today FM playing the music you love.
It makes it Friday.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thanks. No, seriously. Unnecessary. Oh, good times. I'm wrecked after that now. Need to go for a nap. Text and WhatsApp this afternoon, 0874 100102. So Michael's 10 years old today. I was shocked. 10 already.
10, yeah.
Seems like only 10 years. Seems like only 9 and a bit years ago he was getting born.
That'd be right, yeah.
Ray, shout out for my son Michael, who's 10 years old today. He's enjoying the mix. Love him Friday. Love from Mom, Dad, Kelsey, Jamie and Maisie. Loving the show. Hey, Mahambukal Ray. Say hello to Dave, Anna and Leonora. They're heading out in T-minus 4 hours.
Okay.
And counting. Start the clock. And now you're at it. Fallout Friday Foley. Love the show. Hey, from Richie. Yeah, a little bit of Fallout Boy in the mix this afternoon. Loving that. Lisa's over there. Good afternoon, madam.
June. Just left the office for maternity leave.
Going to maternity leave. Oh, well, congratulations, babe. Lots of love. Good luck. And we'll see you on the other side. Unless you turn on Today FM. While you're off on mat leave, we'd love to have you. Stick with us. A whole new adventure ahead of you. Enjoy it. Do enjoy it. Enjoy every minute. Tom's over there. All right, Tomas?
Holy, when your rhythm starts to play, my God, do you make me sway.
Shaft and Sway was at the beginning of the mix this afternoon. Yes, Tomas?
Make my Friday evening, holy.
Cheers, pal.
Shout out to JP there, too.
Oh, how are you? A little bit of love for JP.
Hey there, lads. Good weekend. Oh,
yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Be Jesus, lad. Right old hopper for a Friday evening, rushing down the lane on the tractor for a bit of leppin' from James.
Okay.
James, well, thank you. Well, at least you at least you've got a more interesting weekend plan than we do. And I'm effing pumped for the weekend with these tracks. Way ooh. Or is it more of a woo? From Anne Marie. And Sharon says, top knob twiddling Ray. The mix never disappoints, unlike the cash machine call from Sharon. Sharon, the less said about that, the better, actually, in fairness. Yeah, another total for you on the cash machine. It was 92 grand earlier. I'm betting it's going to go above 100k later on. Turn on Matt. Stay with us on Today FM. He'll have a new total for you in just a few minutes' time. Right here on Today FM Radio. And Lynn's that was over there as well. Lynn's.
Hi guys. Hi. Can you wish my daughter Katie Lynn a happy 11th birthday weekend? We're just spinning around the town in Ennis, listening to your radio station. Thanks a million, guys. Bye.
Yeah, ladies, thanks for joining us. Have a lovely weekend.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today, JP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get to do the Urban Bookie Collective, where bookies, Paddy Power, Ladbrokes and William Hill tell us they're teaming up to form a dance music collective. Yeah, they're going to be jocking tomorrow night. Yeah, yeah, in the Urban Bookie Collective. And we didn't get to do Todd Terry's Chocolate Orange, where dance music supremo Todd Terry reveals that he was, in fact, the brains behind the citrus-flavoured confectionery in Todd Terry's Chocolate Orange. Maybe we'll get to do that on Monday. Hey, have a lovely weekend. Great news.
What?
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
The choices we make determine where we're going.